Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, from formula to first foods, you know what to feed and when to feed your child, your baby, in that first year of life can be exciting and challenging and a little even worrisome, but it certainly is rewarding. My guest is Dr. Stephen Abrams. He's a neonatologist at Texas Children's Hospital and a professor of pediatrics at Baylor College of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Abrams. Let's talk about first foods, so formula. If you decide to feed your child formula, your baby formula, what do parents need to know about that?
First, they need to know that the overwhelming majority of babies can be fed what I call a routine formula. A routine formula is one that's based on cow milk protein. It can be come from one of several companies that make those in the United States. And they don't need to be looking for specialized type of formulas. There's only a very small number of babies that really need a specialized formula, such as one in which the protein has been broken down or it has extra components to help deal with spitting. Most families should start with and stick with one of the routine formulas.
Okay, now I had to use a specialized formula, Nutramigen, very expensive. And is there a difference, Dr. Abrams, between people using, you know, the premix versus the powders versus the one in the can that's already ready to go? Is there any difference in any of those?
We typically recommend it in the first couple weeks of life. The families mostly stick with the liquid. The liquid can be more assuredly free of any contamination. One doesn't have to worry about mixing things up for a newborn infant at home. However, the powder can be cheaper, and typically when the babies are a couple weeks of age, a lot of families, up to a month of age, a lot of families will gradually begin to switch and use more powder and save the liquid for when they're traveling.
And so do you have to use distilled water? Do you have to use some kind of a sterilized water, or is that a misnomer?
Well, the current recommendation still suggests that you use water that's been, you know, purified or sterilized. Distilled water itself isn't necessary. That is, distilled doesn't mean sterile. As babies get older, most families don't really do that very much anymore. But recommendations still focus on, at least especially in the first month or two of life, on trying to use a very clean source of water.
Now, does formula cause any additional gas problems over breast milk, or is it generally pretty good these days?
Well, there's certainly breast milk is the most easily and the best tolerated for many babies. But the reality is that the overwhelming majority of babies who are fed formula will do quite well on it in terms of upset stomach. And most of the time when a baby is on a routine formula and has a little colic or an upset stomach, it's really all about other things other than the formula. That is, about maintaining a quiet room, feeding the baby slowly, you know, the kind of environmental things that go on with babies and burping them, etc. It's uncommon that it's a problem with the formula itself.
So now we're segueing into month four, and it's time to start introducing solid foods or somewhere around there. Do you go by the baby's age, or do you go by what you can see developmentally if a baby's ready to start on smushed bananas or avocados all smushed up?
So the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with the World Health Organization, have recommended that, for the most part, solid foods be introduced at around 6 months of age. Now, having said that, we also recommend that some source of iron, and I'm talking about breastfed babies here. It's true for formula babies, but for breastfed babies where they need extra iron, iron needs to be introduced about 4 months of age. So some families will choose to introduce a little bit of solid foods earlier. Other families who are breastfeeding will go with iron drops along with the vitamin D and wait till the 6 months of age to introduce solids. Now, having said that, there's certainly some families that do introduce solids before 6 months of age. We generally discourage it very strongly before 4 months of age, but certainly between 4 and 6 months of age, although the goal is to wait till 6 months of age, we recognize that some families will introduce a small amount of solids earlier than that.
And you know, some families even start earlier by putting rice cereal in the formula. Speak about that for a minute.
We generally generally don't recommend that. Sometimes that's done for spitting, that is, for reflux. Most of the time it's not recommended. I would recommend that families only do that after having a discussion with their pediatric caregiver, their pediatrician, to be sure that that's medically appropriate. I think that that might be a therapy that's overused.
Okay, so when you start with the first foods, what's your favorite first food, and how much should they get at 6 months of age? How much should they get every day?
Well, the classic first food in the United States has been iron-fortified cereals, the baby foods that have iron in them that are cereals. The reality is, though, that that's just a preference in the United States, that there isn't any mandate to do that. And certainly, if a family wished to start off with a little bit of mashed up fruits and vegetables from home, they could do that. The most important thing is that there really isn't one sequence for all babies. Many years ago, I think pediatricians used to give families a detailed description. You know, at 4 months of age, you start with rice cereal. 2 weeks later, you had this and that. We don't do that anymore. We kind of let families work with the kid. And the other thing is that we've increasingly recognized that that meat in the form either of baby foods or very carefully mashed up meat is not a bad food to introduce between 6 and 9 months of age as well. So whereas at one time people were told don't introduce meat till 12 months of age, we don't say that anymore, and we recommend early meat introduction.
Do you have any general rules for parents that want to make their own baby food, Dr. Abrams? I made my own. I boiled chicken and then blended the crake out of it and did that with bananas and avocados and carrots and really everything, and put it in little ice cube trays, you know, and popped it out when I needed it. But do you have a preference if parents are making their own food of things they really need to watch out for?
Well, of course, any chunky particles would be anything that might obstruct the airway. The little babies have very small airway passages, and if the food goes down the wrong passageway, they can't protect it. So chunks of hot dogs, things like that. We also don't recommend honey in the first year of life, so families should avoid, you know, giving their baby honey. But beyond that, for the most part, families are certainly welcome to explore, and I think that for the most part, they can try what they want.
What about organic baby food? How do you feel about that?
Well, that's a complicated issue, and the American Academy of Pediatrics did come out with a statement that was really what I would call a very balanced, nuanced statement that said there are some benefits both for the environment and for children for organic foods, but that these are not compelling and they're not equal for all foods. So I think families have to kind of make their own decision. If they've chosen to go with organic foods, there's no problem with that. But if they feel like those are more expensive or not something that they're wishing to do, I don't think they should feel bad about not choosing organic baby foods.
And so as far as when we're feeding our baby first foods here, what about the allergy guidelines for foods that we should kind of steer clear of? You mentioned honey. You said meat is now okay if you're, you know, using the baby food or if you prepare it properly. What else don't you want kids to get in that first year or two?
Relatively few things. People have been concerned about peanuts, but again, and peanut butter. For the most part, we try not to create absolutes and say you can't have this food. Right now, there's a lot of controversy because many people feel that actually exposing older infants to some of these types of foods may actually help prevent allergic problems later on. So this is an area that's still being studied. And I don't think that other than being a safety factor, that is, make sure there's no chunks or anything like that, the families have to have a no eating list. That's it's much like what we advise for pregnant and breastfeeding women, where we used to sometimes give women a long list of things they weren't supposed to eat while they were pregnant or breastfeeding. And now that list is pretty short and mostly focuses on alcohol.
So really, when you're feeding your child from formula to first foods, you know, obviously get the advice of your pediatrician, but somewhere in and around 6 months of age, you can start experimenting with some first foods, with some baby food, or make your own food. You want to make sure there's no chunks in it, no honey for sure. You want to make sure it's blended really nice, and experiment and have fun, because boy, you're just starting them out on their eating career they're going to have for the rest of their life. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Healthy Children is the show. Stay well.